What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so pretty broad title today, AI video generation, but we've been touching on that a lot in the last few episodes, and so I wanted to do a little bit of a test drive. For those of you who are watching on video or have an opportunity to watch on video, I'll be using the tool that I'm going to talk about tonight and just demoing what it's capable of for the first time myself with you along for the ride here. So we're just going to be using one of these tools to generate some AI video. I'll try and come up with a few prompts for content that I could find useful for either the podcast or the website or maybe a client or something like that. And we can see what it looks like and see what it's capable of. For those of you just listening, I hope my narrating skills are getting better as we go along here, and I hope you can appreciate the ability or lack thereof that this tool has with those narrating skills. I'm talking about a tool called Dream Machine, pretty awesome name, and it's created by a company called Luma AI. This is a Sora-like video generator, S-O-R-A, and in risking going off on a tangent here, Sora is OpenAI's video generator tool that they teased a few months back now, and it's currently apparently only being released to a few OpenAI or ChatGPT users, and the rest of us are stuck in a state of jealousy. So anyway, let's go ahead and hop over into the Dream Machine tool and see what it's all about. Okay, first things first, I love the look and feel of the website. The branding on the headline and the effect and the animation of the videos here as they roll out of the middle of the screen, super cool. Let's see what the rest of the website has to offer here as we scroll down, before we test it out. New freedoms of imagination. It says, Dream Machine is an AI model that makes high quality, realistic videos fast from text and images. And again, it just kind of shows you a few, what you're assuming are demo videos, and they look super cool, super high res, and super creative. Let's go ahead and just dive in and give this a try. So you got a lot of call outs here, just asking us to try now, so let's do it. We're gonna go ahead and sign up. Cut. Okay, and we are in. Right off the bat at the top, it says, due to high demand, we are temporarily limiting free tiers to 10 generations per day. Paid tiers have no limit and a priority in the queue. Okay, I think we're gonna get by with 10 videos for the day. Now, I believe these are all short form videos in particular. One moment, let me double check that for you all. Cut. Yes, that is correct. So it looks like it generates 5-second shorts. Or shots. Now that's still pretty impressive, especially for free. Okay, so let's stop wasting time. Let's get into it. The idea it gives you right off the bat here is grazing cows move slowly across an idyllic meadow, the camera tracking alongside them in a smooth dot dot dot. Okay, so a little more detailed than I was planning on being, but again, the lesson goes back to another one of our episodes where we just include as much detail as possible. So I'm gonna come up with what I think to be a good prompt here, and bear with me while I type this out. Got okay. I think this is a somewhat decent prompt. We'll see. A frustrated corporate office worker struggles with writer's block and is on a pressing deadline. The worker is incredibly nervous about not being able to meet the deadline, and what I meant to say is the video displays a humorous level of anxiety. Oh, excuse me. I actually had it right the first time. The worker is incredibly nervous about not being able to meet the deadline and displays a humorous level of anxiety, if there is such a thing. Those of you who may deal with occasional anxiety, like I do, know that there's very rarely a humorous level of it. Anyway, then the worker finds an AI tool to help them write their piece, and all the stress and anxiety fade away, and the worker can go on enjoying life. Okay, so I think the marketing goal here is pretty obvious for an AI marketer, trying to show the benefits of generative AI and how it can help content creation. So let's see what the Dream Machine does, or Dream Machine does. Okay, so we have our creation in a queue loading up here. And this is all going to be in real time. I just want you to get an idea for how fast the tool really is. I say that now, of course, if it takes an hour, that's not going to happen. It's no longer in the queue. Now it is apparently dreaming. Love it. Love the branding. That's cool. Do 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 do. Oh boy, I'm trying to do the Jeopardy theme for anybody who knows. Hope that was obvious. Okay, this is probably going to get cut at this point. See you on the other side, everybody. Okay, so apparently it's done dreaming. It looks like it still might be generating a thumbnail of some sort, but I am going to go ahead and click it and see if we get our video. Oh my God. Oh my God. Everyone, it's horrifying. I can only hope that you're watching the video, and if you're not, you really should, but make sure you're sitting down, that your child or someone who is not comfortable with horror movies is not watching with you, because this is something else. We have hands and places where they shouldn't be grabbing. I can't explain it. You'll just have to watch. I am not displeased for the shock factor on the show, but definitely would not be able to use this in a marketing campaign yet. So Dream Machine, you missed the mark a little bit on this one. Close. The premise is there. Maybe I need to be a little bit better of a director with my prompt. That could be the case, but somehow I have a feeling that the incredible amount of hands in the scene that had nothing to do with my prompt. And I won't spoil it. You'll just have to check out the video to see what I mean. Anyway, okay, that's all for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out and checking out Luma Labs Dream Machine today. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way or you just had fun, do me a favor and subscribe. Follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed or on Spotify. And a review on top of that would just be super appreciated and very helpful. So until next time, thank you for joining me. I'm going to go ahead and not share this horrifying video anymore for you guys watching at home. Thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.